For over a year, WSIU Radio has been featuring experts talking about the big eclipse coming in August. And listeners have probably noticed that the science of the sun and eclipses is a male-dominated field. And on this edition of Enlightening the Eclipse, Countdown to 2017, we visit with Michelle Nichols. She's a master educator at Adler Planetarium in Chicago.
And I'm going to give you a chance to inspire other women to become scientists. How old were you when you first discovered you loved looking at the space and learning about the universe?
Well, I'm going to tremendously date myself, which is okay. So Carl Sagan's original Cosmos TV series came out in October of 1980, and I was just shy of turning 8. My parents, of course, we watch a lot of PBS, still do, and I watched that series. My parents noticed I was really interested in it, and we became members of the Adler Planetarium. And so we used to visit all the time, used to see all the shows for several years. And fast forward several years, and I, in college, what did I want to do? I studied physics and astronomy and at the University of Illinois in Champaign. And then started working at the Adler Planetarium right out of college, and worked on my master's degree in education. So I can straddle both worlds. But one thing I do want to encourage people to do is to seek out those stories of women in the past and in the near past. The book Hidden Figures and the movie Hidden Figures is a perfect example of so many of us, even in the field of astronomy and space science and space exploration, didn't even know these women existed. Go to your local science center. Go to the Science Center here in Carbondale. It's fantastic. And go to St. Louis and come up to Chicago sometime and try to just look around you and notice how connected we are actually to the rest of the universe. This eclipse gives us a perfect chance to think about that, at least for a short while.
And getting back to Cosmos, I'll never forget when I read his book, he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, the molecules that make us up are the same as the molecules in the crust of an apple pie. We are made of star stuff.
Correct. And what was the line? I'm going to get it wrong. It was something like...
Oh, I got mine wrong.
Yeah, it's something like... In order to make an apple pie, first you have to invent the universe or something like that. It's a great line. It's at the beginning of one of those episodes. It's a program that just has continued to inspire me because Carl Sagan just had a way of saying things that could reach a lot more people. He was on the Johnny Carson show umpteen times. He could speak to scientists and he could speak to the lay public. And so I thoroughly admire him for being able to do that.
And the place where she works, Adler Planetarium, is a gem all its own. Jutting confidently out into one of the Great Lakes, a time machine, a portal to the stars.
So many cities, their lakefronts, if they sit on water or they're on a river, a lot of it became industrial. And so they're just now starting to turn over some of that industrial to parkland. Well, Daniel Burnham was an advocate of parkland all along. So that's why the Chicago lakefront is... just about all of it in Chicago is parkland in some way. It stretches from the southern end of the city on up to the north end of the city. And so we are on a spit of land, and the part of it that goes a little southward is called Northerly Island, which you would expect there to be a southerly island, and there isn't one because they never got that far in making it. But it used to be connected to the rest of the land there by a bridge, and then they filled it in. But one piece of information that your listeners may not know is if they know where Michigan Avenue is in Chicago, that used to be Chicago's lakefront. And so all that filled in from the lake from Michigan Avenue east is landfill. And a lot of it filled in from the Great Chicago Fire, from debris that was cleaned up from the fire itself. So every once in a while, when they dig down in there, they'll dig up artifacts from the fire.
And as we near the end of our visit, what about the next generation of space scientists?
Do we have a lot of young scientists coming up?
Yes, we do. And that gives me great hope. And kids are just naturally curious. And the funny thing is, the younger they are, the bigger the question. So... not just why is the sky blue? Well, actually, that's a big question to explain why the sky is blue. But what are black holes? How's the sun going to end? I mean, there's just so many big questions, and I love talking with them. And so we've got a program that we call Scopes in the City, where I get to take telescopes out to neighborhoods in Chicago and show people that there are things they can see, even in light-polluted Chicago, and point a telescope at. And so I'm looking forward to doing some of the same types of programs when we come down here in August for our outreach program called Galaxy Ride. So we may be coming to a town or a school or a place near you in August.
That's Adler Planetarium Master Educator Michelle Nichols. To learn more, visit our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.